Kwaki Stephen, coordinator for South Sudan's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Ayot County, says almost 160 people displaced by floods around the county also have lost livestock and food supplies.
Most of the crop which was being planted earlier this year were now spoiled by the flood this time. So the cattle also were being killed by the water, as well as goats. So the parents, they just keep the children, those who are not able to walk. This needs an urgent intervention to rescue the life of these vulnerable people.
He says several areas are underwater, adding that some families are stranded on an island because of a lack of services.
They have a place called Pakwem, Hart, Menime, and Wanmacha. Those places, there were some people who are living there. It is a part of the island in Ayot County. So we are very worried about them, where they can survive, because coming to this side of Ayot, you need a canoe to carry them. Benti also is too far away for them.
Gadkor Chual is the executive director in the office of the commissioner of Ayot County. He says an influx of internally displaced people from neighboring villages has overwhelmed the local government's ability to offer support.
The county government tried to ask those who came, and they have no tukul plastic sheet to cover themselves. So he tried to talk to the people, provided the vulnerable people, especially the old and open. It is more than even 60,000 people who are here, because now you know the center.
VOA cannot independently verify the figures of the families affected by the floods in Jonglei State. Chual says local authorities have mobilized residents to build dikes to control water in Ayot town. Paul Gare, field project manager for the non-profit South Sudan Women United Group, says families in Ayot County have contacted his organization for support.
If we secure some funding, then we can expand our operation there and actually support women, youth and girls. But for now, what we will be doing, it is to advocate to the agencies actually on the ground and to the community also to make their own dike.
South Sudan's National Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation says Nimuli, Mangala, and Bor are experiencing high water levels. Malakal town is on high alert because of reports of rising water levels in the White Nile. The Jur River in Wau, Western Barrel Ghazali State, and the Sobat River in Nanak Diar village in Baliet County of Upper Nile State are also experiencing increasing water levels. For VOA News, I am Amera Bramcourt, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.